I'd like to call this meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance is to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Coke?
Here.
Colosimo?
Present.
Clocher?
Here.
Leschewski?
Here.
Frieders?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Tarulis?
Here.
Teeling?
Here.
A quorum is established.
Any amendments to tonight's agenda?
Like full public safety.
Please wait to be recognized. Yes, I'll.
Like full public safety 2017-07 ordinance amending the noise regulation. So parking is going better than I did.
Got it. Any other amendments to tonight's agenda? All those in favor of approving that. All of those in favor of approving the consent agenda as amended, please state aye.
Aye.
I skipped a little bit, didn't I?
Yeah.
That's okay. Citizen comments. Do we have any citizen comments on anything that's on the agenda this evening? Hearing none. We already did the consent agenda. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting of March 28, 2017, as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions, or corrections on minutes? All those in favor of approving minutes as presented, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Take a
proclamation for Rain Barrel Month. It's Rain Barrel Month, and there's a long proclamation in the packet if anyone would like to read it. Next would be appointments to the library board. I have to find that here. So I don't have a paper packet today, and it's... Thank you. Now, I'll entertain a motion to approve the mayor's appointments of Krista Danis, and Deron Garcia to the library board, terms ending May 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions on the appointments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Yay.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve an ordinance authorizing the First Amendment to the annual budget for the fiscal year commencing May 1, 2017 and ending on April 30th, 2018, library operations, and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved. Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Coke.
Aye.
Fletcher.
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tourless?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve resolution approving the assignment of contract to Anthony Place, Yorkville, LP, GC Housing Development, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I will entertain a motion to approve an ordinance approving a lease agreement between the city and 215 Hillcrest LLC Special Census Office Space. And authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call. Oh. Yes, sir.
Only question is, when are we taking the building we just bought for $1 million after May?
The tentative closing is May 16th, so we figured, depending on the state that it's left in, there's a possibility that the census would be set up in the office.
Any other comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Freeters.
Aye.
Tarullis.
Aye.
Pelosina.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Leschewski.
Aye.
Teeling.
Aye.
Cook.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Motion passes.
23, no public works committee report, no economic development committee report, public safety committee report. I will turn over to Alderman Freeters.
All right, do we want to do prosecution or the noise ordinance first? Let's go back to the noise ordinance. So a motion to approve a text amendment to the noise ordinance, tracking number PS2017-07.
So moved.
Second.
Yeah.
Oh, second, sorry.
Comments, questions?
Just like, I tried to explain to some of the residents, and Piper and Welder, so Mark could explain it to the residents with some sort of presentation on what the new ordinance is, that would be helpful.
Sure,
I'll
turn it over to Christy. She's got a couple of current comments for you.
Okay, the noise ordinance was recently updated in 2015, and at times, it was 2014, early 2015. We were trying to address the proposed new outdoor amphitheater. So we did a comprehensive update. We sectioned it off in different areas by landowners. We found after that time we had a lot of complaints about a particular location with different types of measurement of sound. It was more of a base level sound rather than a volume sound we were adjusting. We had a sound engineer come to do a site visit. Also review of equipment and our current noise ordinance. And at that time, we made recommendations. And in the recommendations, they have set out specific decibel levels and tone levels to measure that base and instruments that we should implement. With the noise level, they recommended reducing the maximum level of the decibel. So right now, in a residential area, we have a decibel level of 65. We're recommending to reduce it to 60. Level has been lessened, and we also allow for a tone reading. So, if there is in the evening time, there's maximum right now 65, we're lessening that to 50, but the base level will have a maximum of 40 dBAs. So, hopefully, that will address some of the sound and the tone and the vibration. There's also recommendations on how to measure and where to measure the sound. So, now we have recommendations to measure the sound inside of a building. How to measure that, and where on the site to take the readings for the vibrations, and how long those vibrations occur. So hopefully this will address some of the complaints we've ever seen in that particular area.
Does that clarify it a little more, or do you have more questions?
No, I'm fine.
It's all about the face.
It is all about the face.
Well, it's a frustrating situation, so... Hopefully it does help. Okay. So you need to vote on it? Mm-hmm. Roll call, please.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Teeling.
Aye.
Cook.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Freeters.
Aye.
Tarullis.
Aye.
Pelosina.
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right. I make a motion to approve an ordinance amending the city code to create the Anti-Crime Task Force Commission and an ordinance amending the city code to provide minimum and maximum fines for certain violations of the Illinois Vehicle Code as adopted by the United City of Yorkville and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Tarullis.
Aye.
Pelosino?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Cook?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Freeters?
Aye.
She passes.
And then we get your report, though. You can also all the Milshewski.
I'd like to make a motion to approve an ordinance repealing the code of ordinances providing for regulation of farmers markets and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
And now I'm going to turn this over to Alderman Frieders, who would like to explain on this.
I don't want to just explain it. I want to get all of these excited people even more excited. We were talking about putting this on consent, where it's a whole bunch of items and you vote yes on everything. I'm like, no, let's discuss it. Nobody thought vegetables were that exciting. Obviously, I'm the weirdo, which I'm cool with. So a couple years ago, we attempted to move the farmer's market down to the river because of the construction on 47, if anyone remembers that. It was a terrible, terrible time in Yorkville history. Well, that basically took a farmer's market of about 3 or 4 vendors, and none of them sold vegetables. There was a lady that sold these cupcakes and muffins, and they were, like, super fatty. They were delicious, but they weren't vegetables. We tried our best to support it. It just didn't work. This year, we were approached by a local resident who's also a local business member, and she was fired up. So when you look at me, you're like, wow, that guy's kind of fired up. Nothing compared to this lady. We will recognize her and as the season goes on, but I just wanted to basically say that we had someone who was interested in doing something in the community. They called, and we said, that sounds like a good idea. So all we're doing right here is we're removing the idea or the ordinance that basically says that we have to run it as we had in the past. So now this is more of a, hey, if you have a great idea, contact one of us, or Bart, or Tim, or Christy, or anybody else. And within reason, you can basically run with any good idea that you have, and we'll probably support you unless it's something that came out of my brain. So I'm very excited about this summer's farmer's market. So look out for it in the newspaper, because I'm pretty sure that newspaper guy over there is going to do something about it. So.
The first day farmer's market is May 20th.
It's May 20th from
8
to
at
Town Square.
Okay, it's also Poppy Days, second day of Poppy Days. I don't know if we mentioned it to council at all. I was talking with Tim about trying to get all of us out there kind of meet the council event, meet the mayor and the council event from like 8 to 10 a.m. that morning to kick off the new farmer's market.
You'll have to post it.
Yeah, well, we didn't want to really have a special meeting. We're all just going to kind of hang out.
All of us in one place?
But
somebody's going to go playing?
No more than 2 of us talking together at one time.
Good luck.
We're talking business.
But an event, don't discuss business. Right. Perfectly okay.
But there's another community that does that, correct?
Downers Grove is the one I'm familiar with. Is that right? That's farmers.
And have any of them been arrested for doing it?
they do keep minutes. They're not very detailed, but it is fairly burdensome. Oh. We've checked the law, and you can post it, notify the public, and then just make sure that the 3 of you aren't just all talking to the same person at once. So, no, there's no real set agenda. It's really for the public to come to you.
I'm worried about fraud control. It's like the Beatles.
We can set up board booths.
We'll leave that in the good hands of our city clerk to figure all that out. We'll just show up. Okay. Anything else on the farmer's market? Roll call, please.
Pelosino?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Yay.
Tourless?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, any community and liaison reports? Any staff reports?
No reports.
Any additional business? Well, on the jam-packed agenda, we got to be pretty quick. We do have an executive session that's going to be rather lengthy. So if there are any other citizen comments on any other items, we'll let you go before we go into executive session. So do we have any citizen comments on anything that you'd like to talk about? Got a lot of Bush Scouts here for their citizenship and the community merit badge. You want to come up and talk about it?